Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and talk about their problems. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand Freud.
Time to work out your problems.
Oh, man, homie.
Which therapist you need?
My mind is playing tricks on me.
888-429-0941. Therapy Thursday.
Did you go to Hollywood Upstairs Medical College, too?
Which therapist you need? Therapy Thursday. Now on Wild 94.1.
I understand therapy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Hi, Therapy Thursday is on. That means that we are trying to help the people with our community service. Don't ask no questions. All right, but we are here for you at 888-429-0941. You can call or you can text if you don't want people recognizing your voice or whatever. We actually got a call on the line already with a question for Dr. Meredith. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Let's see here. We have a no name on. How you doing?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. You got Meredith MD. What is going on with you?
So my question is to tell or not to tell.
Mm.
So I've been with my husband for, let's say, more than 10 years. And a couple years ago, we could say about 5 years, maybe four, his very main man offered, you know, to do some things with me.
Wait a minute. And hold on. Wait. I know you're trying to be vague, but wait a minute. Hey, his main man, which is one of his friends, tried you.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically insinuated, do you want to do some things? And, of course, I turned the situation down, and I also let it be known to my husband and his also spouse at the time that was one of my close friends.
Mm.
So come to find out about 4 or 5 years now, my husband confessed to me that him and his main man's girlfriend did do some things to get back at us behind our back, even though nothing ever transpired between us. So now, do I confront her and ask her about the situation, knowing that it's going to stir the pot and start drama for my husband and myself as well? Or do I keep his secret that technically is screwing me over? Excuse my language.
So I need, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying?
The whole shebang. Well, he confessed that the whole shebang went down between the two.
I guess I'm confused.
But nobody knows now, except for me, my husband, and the other one.
And her.
Yeah, and she's still with him, but they're no longer friends.
Okay, all right. Listen, you know what's going to happen if you confront her. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a huge issue. I mean, you guys could get into a massive fight, or you can't change the past. It happened. I don't even know why you would still be friends with, you know.
No, we're not friends with him or her.
Okay,
per
good.
Se, but we are associates. Like, you know, we still live in the same city.
Okay, so you have to, I mean, there's, okay, you guys are still close, proximity. Honestly,
right.
It happened in the past. You found out about it. I would be upset too. I get why you want to confront it, but there's nothing you can do to change the past. As long as there's no said relationship anymore, like you broke that, it's not going to happen. Like, you guys aren't going to have a relationship. You could just let it live and just back off. Because, you will stir up the pot again. So although you want to bring it up and it's right on the tip of your tongue and you're about to go ahead and blow up the spot, maybe it's good just for you to take a step back. Just because what's the point?
Yeah. Don't be messy.
What's the point now? What are you going to get out of it besides you might not even feel better afterwards.
There you go.
But if it was vice versa and the man was on the other foot, would they not blow up the spot for you?
No, listen, there are two people in your relationship, you and your husband,
mm-hmm.
you and your man.
Right.
Okay. So, and both of y'all are aware of what happened. Y'all got to deal with what happened in your relationship.
Right.
And your couple.
That's a good point.
Don't bring anybody else into it because honestly, you're going to create more drama and mess up what you got. You guys are, but there ain't no lies in between y'all. There ain't nothing but truth. So y'all deal with it together. Don't bring anybody else into it because they ain't going to love it like you.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's you two against the world.
Yeah, all right. I appreciate that.
Gang.
Because I was torn between the two.
No, I got you. That's why we're here.
Yeah,
we're,
keep it moving.
Doing our community service
here.
All right, we got a question for Davi on here. Let's see. Hello. How you doing? You got Dr. Davi. What's your question?
So my question is, I'm going to give you a little backstory. So I'm actively dating three men at the same time.
Hello. Okay, hello.
In this society, we live you know, where it's a male-dominated world where men can do it but women can't because then they're called, you know, all sorts of bad names. Recently, one of the three men decided that he wants to become more serious. Mm. And, you know, they're all aware of the situation. But I'm not ready to be serious with any of them right now. I currently love my situation. You know, I got one for everything. You know, they're the best. All three of them put together is the best of the world situation, you know, because I get a little bit of something from everything. It's like a package deal.
Love it.
So my question would be, how do I approach the situation with this one? I don't want to lose him, but, you know, like, I also don't want to settle down with just him.
Okay. Well, you know what? I applaud your honesty and your openness and letting everybody know what the deal is. So since he knows, just because he wants to get more serious, you're not, you know, you don't have to oblige, like, go for that. So I would just sit him down, just like you told him about your situation and the way that you're moving with other people. I would reiterate that I don't necessarily want something serious at this point. I like you a lot, but I'm not ready to let go of everything else that I have going on. And as long as you're upfront and open with it, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. You're dating. You're not leading anybody on and lying to them. You're keeping it 100 with everybody. So I don't think you have the obligation that just because he feels like he's ready doesn't mean you have to reciprocate that same energy.
He's ready to be hired for a job that you haven't posted, basically.
Right, exactly. So. And I mean, right now, you know, I have two jobs, two kids. I just, you know, I like to be able to pick and choose when I want to deal with you, and he doesn't like that. So he wants
sometimes you don't get what you like. There you go. So you just keep, tell him, if evidently you're doing something great, if he wants to continue, so let him know, we can stay like this. And if I was going to have one, it might be you. But right now, my life is perfect the way it is, and I love you in it. So I would hate for you to walk away, but we're going to have to keep it this way. And that'll be good for you. Yeah, I think you're doing it great.
You also have to be ready for him to walk away. Because he was cool with that at one point, now that his feelings have gotten stronger, he could not feel the same.
Oh, you're definitely on the clock. He ain't going to be around long. You're not going to be around long. So soak it up while you can. Whatever he does good, keep getting it. If he make a good ham sandwich, order you a few more because it's about to end. All right, let's see what we got.
I got one Therapy Thursday. This one's a little bit longer for you, O, but I'll read it fast. I'm a father that's heavily involved in my kid's life. I have them every other day, and anytime my kid calls me and wants me to get them, I'm there. I always do everything I can for them. I love it when they're with me. Their mother, no shade to her, not so much. She is moving to Orlando with the kids by the end of the month, and I don't want them to leave. She's going to put me on child support when she leaves. I'm in a better financial situation than she is. Should I try to put her on child support? I've been debating this for a long time.
First of all, I hate that you're going through this. I don't like when people use child support as the weapon.
Right.
Because child support is, in essence, support for your kid. So that should be the focus. And if your kids need that support, it should be there. But I do think that you have some recourse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That you might want to ask somebody with legal like expertise about limiting where your kids can go to stay close to you. I know somebody right now who's trying to relocate to Arizona, and their baby daddy is on this stateside and is blocking them from moving. So there are ways that you can do that. It's much better if you guys can have a much better relationship about it and see the value in each other. See the value of what she does. She sees the value and reciprocates to you. And then you guys can kind of, you know, work it out that way a little bit more amicably. But I definitely don't think you should be trying to put people on child support, but you definitely need legal advice for that. because that might be some sort of trick that you can use that I'm not aware of. But I would just say talk it out and just try and figure out, you know, a kind of a bridge between the two needs. She needs to be in Orlando. You know, maybe you can switch the days where now you can have your kid over here Thursday through like Monday, mm-hmm. and then in Orlando it'd be different because it's a little bit more space. But don't use the whole thing as a ploy.
That's a long drive.
I don't like that part.
For sure.
I mean, it's an hour. I mean, a lot of people have driven more than that to go get their kids.
My dad used to from Jacksonville when we lived in Miami.
That's right.
Every weekend.
You know, let's see. We got another call on the line from a no name. You got Dr. Davi on the line for you. What's your question?
Hi. So basically, I've been going through some things lately, and I just trying to get it out here. All right, so I'm in a relationship for like I want to say almost 2 years now, and I live with a girl and everything, and we've been talking about, you know, future and everything, like, you know, how you're supposed to be, but I've been catching her looking at, like, you know, engagement rings and everything like that, and like I like what we have. But I'm only, like, you know, I'm only 21. Ooh. And, you know, like, it's a very young age to try to get married. And I heard a lot of times it doesn't work out and everything like that.
Oh, I know they do.
So, like, I'm just trying to wonder, like, is that, you know, like, logical enough? Or because, like, she's been talking about, like, with her friends and everything like that about it and everything else. And, like, I feel like it's a little too soon, a little too fast. And I'm not trying to be that committed in case it doesn't work out in the future. And, you know, I know Davi has been with his girl for a long time. But
you asked the right one. You asked the right one with Davi. He's Yoda.
Yeah, so I just want to see, like, you know, what's our headspace? You know what I'm saying?
Well, when you guys make these talks and plans for the future, what are you guys talking about specifically?
Man, I'm normally just, like, you know, like, talking about, like, you know, our lease is coming up, or and then, like, see if we're going to stay here or talk to a new place.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, what we're going to do.
You're sending
mixed signals. At 21 years old, bro, I think you have all of the right to be very apprehensive to get married and take the next step. It's a huge commitment, and I would say don't let anybody pressure you into making that decision before you're ready.
We've been trying with Davi for years now. It's not working.
And there's so many other aspects of life that you guys can work on and improve and build on together, which doesn't necessarily require you to walk down that aisle, especially as apprehensive as you are. Put that energy in career. Put that energy into building a stronger bond. There's so many other things that you can do besides having to, you know, get married and do something that you don't want to. And you have to let her know in no uncertain terms, baby, I want to be with you. I love you. I see us together, but marriage right now isn't on the forefront. It's not something that I'm really ready to do. That's a lifelong commitment that after 2 years, you might still not know if that person is right for you for life.
Yeah. Just, like, you know, just kind of worry when you're like walking into the room and then she, like, swiping out of Golden Dinosaurs websites.
But there's nothing wrong with that, though. I mean, just be clear. Okay, two questions. Do you love her?
Of course.
Okay. Oh, not of course. Trust me. A lot of people listening, they know of course. Like, if you love her, though, allow her to dream. She can dream. She wants to be married one day, like a lot of ladies who have been sold that princess thing. So allow her to dream. It doesn't mean it has to happen today. So don't crush her dream, mm-hmm. is what Davi's saying. Reiterate how you feel about her and let her know, hey, marriage could, you know, happen for us, but just let's make sure it's one of the things we have in our future and not just the thing. You know what I'm saying? So then you guys, you can buy yourself some time. And you can also, you know, allow her to have her dreams with her girls and do her little swiping. They do that all the time. All right,
appreciate it.
No problem, man. All right, there you go. Yep. All right, let's see. What else? We got one for you, Meredith.
Okay.
It says, my baby daddy pays child support but shows little interest in putting in time with my son. I don't even really need the money. It's $300 a month, so it's not a lot. But I'd rather him show some kind of interest in the child that we made. You can't make a man do right, but what do you say to your child's questions about where's daddy?
You need to have a private conversation. I would say, I know you're frustrated. Try not, your hardest not to put down said person in front of the kid, because growing up in a household where you hear this and that and daddy didn't do this or the check didn't come, they're always going to remember that. But what you can do is behind closed doors, you need to insist and call, and you need to push as hard as you can to make sure that that man can show up to birthday parties, to make sure he, because some people just, you know, if it's not in front of their face, then they go ahead and live their own life and they forget about all their responsibilities if it's not in the forefront. So make sure that he knows. And it sucks. It's another thing that you have to put on the list that you have to do every single day. But a text and setting up and a phone call and let him know, like, not only is this hurting you, but we have a child together and you don't want this child growing up without a father. You don't want, this wasn't the plan. You know, sometimes things happen and you need to make sure that people can step up and remind them that this is the most important thing in his life.
There you go. All right, let's see. We got any more?
We have one that's somebody's text Meredith 1,000 times okay. already.
Man, give that lady an answer. that guy.
No, it's a lady. My question is for Meredith. I'm 42 years old. I just had a baby a year ago. My sex drive has completely halted. I've been with my man for 2 years, and I don't know what to do about it because I am leaving him feeling like I don't want him anymore. What can I do to get my drive back?
Well, you definitely don't want to leave your partner feeling empty-handed. I mean, yes, there's definitely going to be times when you just don't feel good.
His hands full.
Right, exactly. You know, and you don't want to be in a relationship where that person feels unloved at the same time, because sex and love, especially when you're with somebody like that, they can be on the same line. So, you know, making sure that you feel good about yourself is always important. Making sure that you feel good about your body, making sure, you know, put yourself first a little bit and take those steps in the right direction where you can feel more confident about who you are. It is very common for women after they give birth, not just 6 months or a year, but it takes years to get your sex drive back. So you can, you know, go to the Todd, go buy a couple of things, try a couple sexy things and date nights and plan a little bit more one-on-one time with your husband, and make sure if the baby's still sleeping in the room, that could also be a hindrance on your sex life.
Sometimes
well.
You got to take one for the team. I'm just saying.
I was waiting for her to get around to that part. Like, can you get your feet to Jesus for your man?
Yeah, you. I mean, sometimes guys do it sometimes
all the time.
Too. You don't always have to be in the mood, but sometimes you are thinking about your partner's needs, and you know you don't have to be like wanting it, and you know, think about your man.
Well, maybe
sometimes.
Maybe in the beginning you're not wanting it, but while it's happening, you're like, oh, and you're reminded, oh, this feels good.
Or maybe you're just like, yo, this sucks. But
listen, I'm going to tell you, my advice is turn into a coach. Look here. We a team. I know that you don't want to do this, but we going to do this. Let's get our team together. Go team.
Like, team on both. Three.
Team
on
three. Team. Yes. That's how you got to approach this. It is not all about what you want. This relationship is strong when we get it on.
Yeah.
I'm giving you 2 years to be on the physically unable to perform list. So now it's time for you to work that hammy out, get on the treadmill, do whatever you got to do on the side of the field,
yep.
And get out here and let's play ball.
The disabled list.
There we go. Let's go. All right. This is a team. Now work it out.
Yep.
Therapy Thursday is a wrap.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.